WDIY presents a special news feature. Voting fraud and vote tampering have been politicized in the media on a national stage in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic with mail-in ballots and absentee voting. This concern became a reality with the recent Pennsylvania primary and the contested race for representative of the 22nd District here in Allentown. Tonight, we continue the story of candidate Anede Santiago, where she announced her intention to seek to decertify the primary election and what next steps are available to her and her campaign. To remind our listeners, the Lehigh County Board of Elections, during a special hearing, made a referral to D.A. Martin's office for the Lehigh County, as well as Attorney General Josh Shapiro's office for the state of Pennsylvania, regarding credible allegations of voting fraud and ballot tampering. Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong cannot comment while there is ongoing litigation regarding this matter, and Lehigh County District Attorney Jim Martin's office has confirmed that they've received the referral from Special Solicitor Emil Giordano in regards to this case, and there is currently an investigation ongoing. WDIY News reached out to Attorney General Shapiro's office, which provided this statement. To their knowledge, they have not received the referral yet. With candidate Anede Santiago's recent press conference calling for the decertification of the election, the Lehigh County Board of Elections held a meeting August 21st to respond to a request from candidate Santiago's attorney to decertify the June 2nd primary. Next, we'll hear a portion of Attorney Steve Masters' opening statement.
The testimony from the hearing several weeks ago showed that Judge of Elections Bickford admitted to altering 30 to 40 ballots. We now have evidence that 27 ballots in her polling place were cast without proof that a voter had come to the polling place to cast those ballots. We have additional testimony that voters handed their completed paper ballots to Judge Bickford and never saw her place those ballots in the scanner. For all those reasons, there has been a growing level of outrage among the voters in the 22nd Legislative District, with the sincere and, I believe, very legitimate belief that this election was rigged, that this election was permeated by fraud. And we therefore believe that had the election board known this information, had you been presented with the evidence that we have in front of us today, we believe that you would not have certified the election. The Constitution of our Commonwealth has a provision in our Constitution that guarantees that all elections in Pennsylvania must be free and fair. There is no way at this moment for you to certify an election was free or fair when we have credible allegations of fraud that have been referred to law enforcement agencies. And in our letter, we had asked you to, at this point, decertify the election, as is your power as a board, as any local agency has, once they discover that there has been an error or fraud or that raises to a significant level, then any local agency is empowered to change its decision. It's not locked in stone.
Candidate Santiago's attorney, Steve Masters, made two requests of the Lehigh County Board of Elections. In this next exchange, we'll hear from Deputy Solicitor for Lehigh County, Sarah Murray, Steve Masters, attorney for the campaign of Anede Santiago, Tim Benyo, Chief Clerk for the County of Lehigh, and Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong.
My office has looked into the jurisdiction of this board, and we are of the opinion that, legally speaking, while this board is our election board, they do not have the authority to decertify this election. We believe that authority lies with the courts, and we recommend that if there are further concerns, that it be brought to the courts rather than here. Attorney Masters, you have outlined two items that you would like to, if this board does determine the court is the proper forum, and that is their decision to make, not mine. You would like to see that Ms. Bickford is removed as judge of elections, the court's petition to do that, and that there be a forensic post-election audit of, at a minimum, the first and third wards, or ideally the whole 22nd district. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Could I ask Mr. Benyo a question? Would it be possible, if the removal is out of our hands, that we could also have a appoint someone else to just be a second person at that polling place in November?
Yes, sir. That was already done, and it will happen.
Okay, thank you.
So based on that, there will be Ms. Bickford and a second judge of elections in that ward?
Correct.
Next, we'll hear Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong and Victor Martinez, resident of Allentown, during the public comment for the motion on the floor to have the Lehigh County Comptroller conduct the internal forensic audit of Wards 1 and 3.
My major concern is whoever does it, that it's not costing the taxpayers money. If it's the Department of State, if it's our comptroller, and our budget is based on implications, and we're about to come out with it next week. There's no extra money in our budget right now. So I will stick with, at this point, my opinion is stick with our comptroller for those two, and that's where I'd like to go.
And I think it's unspoken, but if the results of that warrant something farther.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. If it does. But let's see what that kicks up first. Mm-hmm.
Yes, my name is Victor Martinez. On that case that was just made, if you don't have the money, find it. This is the election we're talking about here.
Yep.
What is more sacred and more important than the election? So I don't want to hear, oh, we don't have the money. Then find it somewhere. We're talking about elections.
Well, if you'd like to write us a check for more taxes, we'd very appreciate it.
Well, you look at your budget.
Very appreciate it.
You look at your budget again. And you figure it out where to get the money, because this is the election we're talking about. We're not talking about just some special project out there. We're talking about the people's votes. I voted. I'm a Lehigh County resident. I pay taxes. And if I can't trust you or this county to let me know that my elections are safe and secure, then we have a big problem. In this country right now, what are we talking about? Elections. And fraud in the election.
Yep.
And here we are discussing 27 votes, 29 votes that appear out of nowhere, and we have someone that admitted
public.
This is a public hearing, and I'm the public.
It's not a hearing, as it was said in the beginning. This is not a hearing.
This is not a public hearing.
Okay, no, it's not a hearing. This is not a hearing.
It's public comment.
It was open for public comment.
Okay,
so
we're not going back to go over all the things we already did with the 27
and 29.
You can't do that.
Can you stop him, please?
This is public comment on the motion on the floor.
Yes, and I'm talking about the motion on the floor. And the motion on the floor was, and you make the comment, that you don't have the money to make sure and let us, the residents of the county, know that an election was handled the way it should have been handled. Fair and without any fraud. So as a resident of Lehigh County, 278 Milkwick Drive, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18104, that's my address, I'm here to tell you as a taxpayer that you need to find the money to make sure that when I vote in November, I know that my vote had counted and that my elections were safe and without fraud. Look at some special projects you got, look at somewhere where you can trim the fat in the budget and find it. Thank you.
Public comment continued with Linda Vega, school board director for the Allentown School District, Aaron Keller, resident of Allentown, and Reverend Carrie Ann Holmes, judge of elections and resident of Allentown.
Hello, my name is Linda Vega. So as a resident of the city of Allentown, a taxpayer of the city of Allentown, I bought a home in the city, I work in the city, and I provide free community resources and services in the city. To sit here in the public and hear our board say, well, you pay for it, was disgusting. Why don't you pay for it, is my question.
At this point, we are.
Oh, at this point, right?
That's correct.
So the right response would have been, I apologize for offending the people in this room. Because don't we already pay enough? Didn't they just raise our taxes? School taxes, property taxes, all over the place? So let's talk about what the real issue is here. The real issue was, can the same board who certified this race decertify the race? Because there was obvious and clear and proven voter fraud in the 22nd district, period. So if I am told that if I take a dollar that does not belong to me, I am a thief. It didn't matter the amount of money that I took. What mattered was that I took something that did not belong to me, so I am now defined a thief. So if I am a judge of elections and I pick up a pen and the ink on that point of that pen touched a voter ballot, did I not just break the law? Or are you guys trying to determine how much ink went on the paper before you determine that?
To begin with, my name is Erin Keller. I live at 1934 West Tillman Street. You are running out the clock and you are holding the bills, and you are doing it on purpose. You wasted our time at the last meeting. You're wasting your time at this meeting. You should have let her know then that her only avenue was through the courts, and that you dare sit here and call this a meeting and act like you're doing us a favor when you work for us. The most important thing that you do as being electors, head of electors, is elections. There's nothing more important than that. And I am ashamed for you. I am ashamed for Allentown.
Carrie Holmes, Allentown resident. For this board to sit here and say that you are unsure if that is illegal, if it is unconstitutional, if it is against the law, if it's against the rules, and to say that you feel some suspicious activity happen, shows we the people that you took a position that the election could be certified with all the mounting concerns of we the people. It is woefully and egregiously disheartening, and it has taken away, you have given away, the trust of your voters. I want to be very specific in saying that the 22nd district, the people of that district and the people of Lehigh County have voted. You miscounted our votes, and you allowed an individual to then pad the ballot box, and you don't know if that's illegal. Well, we the people know that that is illegal. We know that it's wrong. And I will tell you, as a judge of elections, that I know that it's wrong, because we sit there hour after hour after hour, and if someone is registered under a different party, when they come and tell you that their life experience and their perspective, even if it's different than yours, has led them to vote for who they choose to vote for, we would take all day and rather take the time. I'm talking to you as we the people, the commitment that we have as a judge of elections, as a board of elections, to ensure that people of all colors, all races, and all perspectives cast their vote. You have shown that that means absolutely nothing to you. I want to also address the very sad discourse that we have heard from our county executive. You have been condescending and antagonistic, even today, saying that one of the individuals who spoke as we the people, with a great deal of concern and heartbreak over our voices not being heard, that he should turn around and pay for it. Out of your frustration, out of your neglect, and out of your disregard for what is going on here today, you respond, he should pay for it, and then try to tell us through additional comment how you have certified that other things should go to be paid for the county executive. This is what we deserve as voters. We the people deserve to have a board that can handle our elections. We the people deserve to have the county to be trusted. We should not, these are bylaws and these are policies for great egregious wrongs.
Then candidate Santiago felt the need to have her voice heard.
Hi everyone, it's Santiago. I was waiting to speak until the end, but I'm a little bit frustrated, and I wanna speak on this motion specifically. I'm wearing my It Is What It Is shirt. Michelle Obama just said this. This shirt was made by one of my volunteers, Jen, from Operation Address the Homeless. And why am I wearing this shirt? Because I figured this hearing was gonna go exactly as it's going today. It is what it is. So here we go again, person of color being denied their rights. First, when the motion was put into place, nobody explained at the beginning of this hearing that we had an opportunity to get behind the podium and speak prior to anybody certifying a motion or seconding. So this room is full of people that started texting me saying, when can we speak? When can we speak? It was never made clear. People started getting out to allow others that want to speak, and I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity for their voice to be heard, whether it's going to be acted upon, but at least put your voice out there. It is what I have always said. Do not stay silent. Put it on record. No matter what happens, all we have is integrity and our voice. Our vote is being stolen, and I am going to publicly say it right here in this motion. The people voted. No, the 22nd District was not heard. The city of Allentown was not heard. Lehigh County is an embarrassment right now. We are talking about a presidential election, but a budget that might not allow us to do an audit on the 22nd District. It's not that many votes, guys. I know it was record-breaking, but it was not that many votes. We're talking about the controller like he's not sitting upstairs and somebody cannot pick up the phone. Yep. And ask him, can this be done? Let him make the decision. He is the controller. He is the auditor for Lehigh County. Why are we speaking on him? That could have been done 20 minutes ago. This is an embarrassment. And quite frankly, I don't know how the presidential elections are going to go without people doubting the results if we don't get this right. And I'm not screaming. I am just loud and passionate because I'm frustrated. I get messages every day. I'm sitting here on my phone the entire time with the community texting, sending messages on Messenger. Enid, how could this be? We have an executive that had the audacity to ask a citizen to give him money to do an audit and try to shut him up on a public hearing. How is this okay? How are we sitting here allowing this to happen? This is sad, but this is white supremacy at its finest. So let's call it what it is. I am not controversial. I walked in here and I shook hands with every single one of you. I'm very respectful. I allow my attorney to do his job, but I could not continue seeing this go down the way it is without at least saying how I feel and put on record, because I did not believe you guys were gonna do the right thing when I stepped in here today. So let's make that very clear. But at the back of my head, I had a little bit of hope. June 2nd was election. Mr. Tim Daniel, who I still respect, because I still don't think he's doing anything maliciously, witnessed what I witnessed. No, Mr. Phil Armstrong, we did not witness, and he testified to this just like I did, somebody darting ballots. He testified just like I did that she had two ballots on her hands. She was filling one and a full one was behind it. That's what she testified, so let's be clear. Do not sit here now and excuse the actions of this person, because that's what it sounded like. That was June 2nd. You had your solicitor sitting in the basement and did nothing. You guys testified in a public hearing that you certified the election because you had no idea that I had put a formal complaint. Well, Mr. Benyon testified that that was a lie at the hearing. You guys certified this election knowing that there was a credible fraud. So if me saying it was not big enough, me adding that man's name that I hope you trust, should have brought some action to you. Should have picked up a light bulb. You certified an election before doing a public hearing to hear this, to see what you already witnessed. That falls on you. That falls on you because you were aware. You're not a victim. You're not doing the right thing. You have the opportunity to do the right thing when you're choosing not to. And that is sad. You have the person that I ran against saying that I'm doing phony math and that nothing has changed since June 3rd. No, we had a world of changes. But your inability to act or your decision to decide that you don't have the right to act is continuing to grow that stigma. I am not a liar. I don't believe this man is a liar. Our testimony was almost verbatim. Anything else after that is insane. Anything else after that. Your executive and the person that ran for office on no money, nothing but the hope and the dreams of the city of Allentown. Looking for true representation. That is all we have. And what you guys are doing tonight is not okay. It's not okay. And the nation is watching. You don't believe we're gonna continue to expand the people that we're reaching out to? You guys did not expect me to be here today. And I don't blame you, because I was not supposed to have a shot in hell to be here today. But please believe that if we made it here, we're not stopping. I have nothing but integrity and my truth behind me. That can't be shaken. I don't have a paper. I don't need to read this. We're living this daily. It's not going to change.
So someone please ask the controller what it is that he could do. And everybody else who has something to say about this motion, about the fact that now they're saying there's not enough money to do an audit between two polls that they're looking for instead of the entire district. It's not that many people, guys. Seriously, let's not embarrass ourselves like this.
After further contested public comment, Lehigh County Executive Phillips Armstrong and Lehigh County Deputy Solicitor Sarah Murray attempted to conclude the election board meeting.
We got the answers to all of the questions. I think this will clarify a lot of the information. First of all, according to the charter, the only way the controller's office could do that audit would be by a resolution.
Actually, ordinance.
Ordinance, I'm sorry, of the Board of Commissioners. Because of that and the two readings, we're talking the end of October. So that we can't do that motion because I'm sure Ms. Santiago would not want this to be by the end of October.
I think before we move on, since it's been determined that the controller does not have the ability as the code and the charter are currently written, and there's a motion on the floor, that perhaps
we have
the motion could be withdrawn and we could start over.
I withdraw the motion.
Thank you.
Okay, and I think now that we definitely have to look at an independent audit, okay? So we will definitely look at an independent audit at this point and look at the, you know, who, what, where, et cetera.
Someone want to make a motion to that effect, just to make it official?
Yes, at this point I will make a motion that we will do an independent audit on 2% of the votes from the first and third wards, the independent auditor to be announced.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend we take a vote on the motion.
I don't want to cut short any more public comments.
And I believe, okay, just because it's been a little while since the motion was raised, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that the motion is to hire an independent auditor to audit the election results in the first and third ward in the city of Allentown. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay, roll call. Do you want to call the roll?
I could. Okay. Ms. Irwin?
Yes.
Ms. Glassman? I probably butchered that. I apologize.
Yes.
And Mr. Armstrong?
Yes.
Vote is 3-0. Based on that, this matter will be referred to an independent auditor to investigate the results in the first and third district, first and third ward, I'm sorry, within the city of Allentown.
With the election board bringing this meeting to a close, candidate Anid Santiago held a press conference immediately thereafter.
Okay, everyone, we all just witnessed what happened here today. We all witnessed that we're treated as second-class citizens under the eyes of the Board of Election and literally under the eyes of the Lehigh County Government Center. It's sad to see the way that black and brown people are treated by those in position of power. It's sad to continue seeing the denial of the fraud that happened on this election, even after they refer the case themselves to the Attorney General and the District Attorney. Now we have a new solicitor. Mr. Giordano was being a little bit too nice and agreeing with a lot of the stuff that we were requesting. So now we have a brand new solicitor. This is solicitor number 3 for the Lehigh County Government Center. They denied all of our requests. They denied decertifying the election. We had Mr. Phil Armstrong lie at the podium saying that he was not aware of the allegations that I filed on June 5th. He absolutely was aware because the emails for everyone on the Lehigh County Board of Election was there. We also had today find out that the 27 of the 29 ballots, every single one of the extra ballots that came from this district somehow now got a signature, and they just uploaded everything into the court system last night. Out of nowhere, every single one of them had a signature, and they were all uploaded last night into the system. They were not there prior to. From another polling location, those they kind of ignored and pushed aside. We were also told that as long as you have under 10 ghost ballots, it does not require an investigation. Not per election, per polling location. So you have to have 11 for them to look into it. Otherwise, it's an accident. So somewhere like the 22nd district, we had, I think it was 27, Hillary, correct? 27 polling locations. Do you want to do the math? 10 by 27? That will be when they would actually look into this. Now, the most shocking part of it came at the end when we were told that the judge of election, Erica Beckford, who already admitted to darkening ballots, will not be removed from office. My attorney challenged that and said, all you have to do is go to the court and request to have it removed. They decided that they were not. Then, under public pressure, they agreed to look into it before November 3rd and possibly make a decision at that point. This is a joke. What is happening here is a joke. This is an embarrassment. And I don't know how every other politician out there could sit there and not worry about what is going to happen on November 3rd. Lehigh County Board of Election does not have it together. They proved that time in and time out. They have not failed to disappoint us up to now. Every single hearing is a circus because they just want to push the buck to someone else and refuse to admit that the only reason we're here today is because they certified an election with fraud allegations and their executive being the star witness. That is the only reason why we're here today. Don't let any of the cloud and bickering on the back end fool you. They certify an election knowing there were allegations of fraud and their executive was the star witness. Their solicitor at that time was also aware of it at that point and decided to not act, right? Only the little brown girl, why would we? So after everything we witnessed here, I want to make an announcement. I refuse to fail the voters of the city of Allentown. I refuse to allow them to silence us. I refuse to make any one of you believe that your vote is not going to be counted. I refuse to stop fighting for every single one of you. And I'm not just saying the 22nd, because many of you were not aware of where your district was located and came out to vote for that diversity, came out to vote for that brown woman that was going to represent every single one of you in Harrisburg, came out to show up for true representation. I will not allow the powers in that room to silence every single one of you. So with that, I want to make the announcement today that Inez Santiago will continue her race to the 22nd district as a writing campaign. We're still going to go through the courts. We're still going to try to get her name on the ballot after the fraud that was committed, because let's call it by name, the fraud that was committed in this building. We are still going to follow every legal avenue, but in the meantime, I want all my voters, all my supporters, every brown, black person left behind in this county, those poor whites, every single one of you who feel disenfranchised, to understand that we're not stopping. We have nothing but the power of people, integrity, and transparency to go on. So we are running a write-in campaign as of right now. I want to let everybody know the Inez Santiago for State Rep page is still up. It will still be up. Act Blue, please start putting in your donations. We are going to legally continue challenging this, but we're also going to begin the transition to a write-in campaign. We are taking the 22nd district, you like it or not. That seat was spoken for by the 22nd district voters, and we are taking it whether you like it or not. The powers are going to end. We are no longer going to allow disenfranchisement of our people. Those days are over, guys. We are going to show up, we're going to show out, and we're going to show up in numbers to vote on November 3rd for Inez Santiago as a write-in candidate. So I'm sorry, Mr. Schweier, you made this a joke. You disvalidated our community. You said that nothing has changed since June 3rd. That is untrue. This case right now is at the Attorney General's and the District Attorney's office, sitting there. It's also being referred to another court, a higher court. My attorney's not here right now to give you all those details because he was through Zoom. But no, it is not a joke. And the matter that you have disregarded our voters, to me, is insulting as one of your constituents. You threw our voters aside and acted like nothing happened. That is not the answer that I ever expected from my elected official, from the person that is representing me right now currently. So we're going to change that. We're going to put somebody in there that actually represents our community, that could actually speak for our community, that could actually sit there and understand what is happening and the disenfranchisement of our people. Así que, señores, vamos a hacer una campaña right y nos vamos a ver en noviembre 3. Van a salir a votar por Inez Santiago porque esto no termina. El relajito que hicieron esa gente hoy terminó el día de hoy. Seguiremos corriendo la campaña hasta noviembre 3. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
This story continues with the incumbent's perspective. Tomorrow, we invite Peter Schweier, current representative of the 22nd District here in Allentown for the State Assembly, to comment on the June 2nd primary, his opponent's allegations leveled, and his record serving the people of Allentown in his district. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.